And we're back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys, ZLA Solutions has been with this show since the very beginning. I was talking to the guys at ZLA yesterday. They are doing an amazing job of putting jobs and people together. So if you're looking for a job yourself, let me just suggest something. Go to their website, ZLAUSA.com. ZLAUSA.com. That's ZLA Solutions. They've got great jobs posted right now all across North Alabama. They do a ton of work with major manufacturers and other big-time employers, and they've got jobs posted everywhere. If you are an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, it might be like, you know, onesies and twosies or an entire shift of people. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. Blue collar, white collar, no collar, don't matter. ZLA Solutions, I mean, that's their bread and butter, man. They do a lot of things for a lot of businesses, but whether their big ticket is getting people in the jobs, and they can do it for you. Just check them out, ZLAUSA.com. Tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. I would appreciate it. All right, listen, Boomer, we got to do it, man. I'm getting number three of the Triple Dipper, Adventures in Woke World. Hit it.
Adventures in Woke World.
All right, as you're in go-home time, you're welcome to call in if you want to, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. But I am jumping right into, I mean, this, I got stuff in here. I got a stack of stuff. I don't know that I can get to all this. I mean, look, I mean, there are so many woke stories that I came across today. It's like the buffet has a never-ending stack of stuff, all right? The vast cornucopia, if you will, a plethora of woke stories. And as I'm looking through it, I thought, yep, it's going to be a day for woke world. So let me just say, some of this is going to make you laugh. Some's going to make you pull your hair out. Some's going to make you mad. Others are going to make you just roll your eyes. How about this one? TheGuardian.com, dated October 4th. You want to date a hot right winger? Sick of all that woke nonsense? I've got the app for you. Did you know there is now an app for you to find a conservative to date, because it's gotten so bad out there, you don't know who you're going to wind up getting connected to? What?
That's just hilarious. I actually didn't even read that one when I put it on there. I would have died.
Here's the headline. I read the headline. Here's the opening. The moment absolutely nobody has been waiting for has finally arrived.
I'm going to send it to my sister.
And they, by the way, they call the app The Right Stuff.
The Right Stuff.
I mean, hey, we have no ownership interest in that, just so you know. But they goes on to say, what fresh hell is this, you ask? It's a new conservative dating app that promises to let you, quote, view profiles without pronouns and connect with people who are not offended by everything. And despite all this being very predictable, he says the app has been getting a lot of attention for three reasons. One is the ads are unintentionally hilarious. Two, it was co-founded by former Trump administration officials and Ryan McEnany, who's a sister of Kayleigh McEnany. And then three, Trump-loving billionaire Peter Thiel has invested $1.5 million into it, which means it's probably going to go places. So anyway, Adventures in Woke World, if you need to date somebody, if you want to date a hot conservative, you might want to go to the Right Stuff app. Okay, moving on. Adventures in Woke World. All right, I got an issue with fake meat. If you want to eat meat, just eat meat. Don't say, I want a vegetable that tastes like a hamburger, because that flies in the face of God's conventions. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, Boomer, fake Dude, bacon, man.
No, no. Give me some real bacon.
Fake bacon. Just all right. From I don't even know what this website is. I can't. Boomer, I don't know if that came out right, but anyway, I think it's finance@yahoo.com. Anyway,
yeah, it was.
Anyway, fake meat sales are now plunging because of high prices and being too woke for consumers. Oh, go wow. Figure. It says a few years ago, the rise of plant-based meat seemed inevitable. It's not meat. You can't call it that. Major grocery stores and fast food joints started adding these faux meat alternatives to their product mix as consumer demand skyrocketed, but now the boom has ended. The novelty has faded, while the fake meat has taken center stage in the ongoing backlash against corporate wokeness. Yes, yes, because you can't screw with bacon and expect to get away with it. This sudden reversal of the trend highlights several economic factors that impact consumers and investors alike. organizations like Whole Foods and Pinterest and Adidas. Adidas. Are they putting meat in the shoes? What are they doing? Anyway, adopted the trend to restructure everything from human resources to marketing campaigns, which some have called woke washing. And plant-based meat companies are closely associated with the phenomenon. Companies like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods. Yeah, that's a good name, Impossible Foods. It's not real. Anyway, bottom line is people have had it. They've begun to realize they've been duped. It doesn't even taste like meat. Get away from that. It's not bacon.
Bacon.
Next one, MSN.com. Judges refuse to hire woke Yale graduates amid cancel culture row. Remember I had the story on the day, Boomer?
It was like 2 days ago or yesterday.
Yeah,
or
I did that Supreme Court thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there was a talk about one judge says, you know what, if these kids who can't understand they're being taught the First Amendment because they're too busy shouting down people's First Amendment rights, if they want to be clerks in my court, they might want to rethink. Well, guess what? I've got an article here dated 2 days ago. Because that was last spring. Now, 2 days ago, a federal district court judge, what's his name? His last name's Ho, I believe. He's, a dozen senior U.S. judges have promised a hiring boycott of graduates from Yale Law School in response to claims of cancel culture at the prestigious institution, accusing it of undermining free speech and intellectual diversity. It comes after a federal court of appeals judge appointed by Donald Trump, the former U.S. president, declared he would no longer hire clerks from Yale Law School. In a speech to members of the influential conservative group, the Federalist Society, Judge James Ho railed against censorship targeting conservatives, and basically he said he's encouraging judges to follow his suit, and apparently a dozen of them have said, yep, you know what?
Wow.
Ain't no Yale kids coming to my courthouse.
Whoa.
Wow. Man. Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna say you learned about the Constitution, you might want to abide by it. How about that? There's an idea. Here's one for you as we engage in woke world. Exclusive from Breitbart, dated yesterday. Wisconsin Democrat Governor Tony Evers, Department of Public Instruction, told white people to wear wristbands as a reminder of your privilege. Now, first of all, yeah, it's radio, so you can't see Boomer's face. But
white bands.
Yeah, you have to wear a wristband to remind you of your white privilege.
To remind me of my white privilege.
Yes.
Whoa.
Because you didn't work hard at anything coming up, Boomer.
No.
Yeah, that business you built in Nashville, that was because you're privileged.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly, yeah. Just keep that in mind, man.
Oh, my.
Where's your wristband?
Goodness.
So I had to look this up. First of all, my first thought was, okay, white privilege, here we go. And then I thought, wait a minute. They have a Department of Public Instruction? What is that? Well, it sounds tamer when you look at it. Wisconsin, I'm looking at the website right now. Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction is a state agency that advances public education and libraries in Wisconsin. Sounds innocent enough, except when you consider that they recently put a document on their website that encouraged, it was titled, by the way, Addressing Racial Privilege, a Mental Model for White Anti-Racists, distributed. And it says the document urged people to engage in a number of anti-white racial shaming exercises, including wearing wristbands as a reminder of your privilege and a personal commitment to explain why you wear the wristband to people who ask. The document also told white people to find a person of color who is willing to hold you accountable for addressing your privilege and to make daily lists of the ways privilege played out and steps were taken to not address your privilege. Whatever. This is called reverse racism, just so you know.
Yes.
There was backlash. The document is now off their website. Ta-da! Look what happens when good people say, stop the madness. Adventures in woke world continue. All right, moving along.
Moving on.
The Post-Millennial, dated yesterday, October 6th. Headline pretty much says everything. A child rapist has been awarded $2.5 million in a settlement for his not being allowed to have trans surgeries while he was a prisoner in Idaho.
He was a prisoner.
While he was a prisoner.
And he is a rapist.
And he's a rapist. He's a child rapist. He's a child rapist who wanted the state to pay for his transition surgery. And when they didn't let him do it, while he was serving time in prison, he filed suit and he has won $2.5 million in judgment. I don't even have to go down this road. A violent sex offender who was incarcerated for the sexual abuse of a 15-year-old boy has been awarded more than $2.5 million in legal fees after suing the state of Ohio for withholding, quote, gender-affirming care. The individual now goes by the name of Adri Edmo. Okay. Edmo filed the suit against the state of Idaho and the Department of Corrections medical provider Corizon Correctional Healthcare in 2017. He also sought a legal name change, gender-appropriate clothing, and transfer to a women's prison. No, there's nothing wrong with this. I mean, my gosh, he should have been given everything he wanted because, you know, adventures in woke world. Good gosh. But I'll follow that with this. Townhall.com, dated yesterday. A report now predicts the life-altering transgender surgeries are going to be a $1 billion industry. A $1 billion industry. This article on, yeah, I know. Folks, I wish you could see Boomer's face.
That's why they're pushing it.
Oh, yeah.
Money.
See, in fact, that Vanderbilt, that expose on Vanderbilt, we had that video of the lady saying, this is a big dollar deal.
Big dollar deal. This is a big dollar deal. That's why we need to do it. Y'all, all of you doctors need to be hush-hush about it, whatever.
Yeah. The sick, twisted minds of woke liberals have found a new way to make money by exploiting children and grooming them to think they belong in a different body than the one God created them to have. The transgender surgery industry is now expected to reach nearly $5 billion, $5 billion by the end of the decade. The report's analysis from Grandview Research indicates that the demand for gender-affirming care will accelerate in the coming years. Quote, the rising incidences of gender dysphoria and the increasing number of people opting for gender confirmation surgeries are expected to boost the growth during the forecast period. God almighty. A multi-billion dollar industry. Changing people's sex in a way that they cannot reverse, once many of them will wish they had. All right, Boomer, take us to the break, man. Last break of the day. We will come right back. We got more. Holy smokes, I got more. Why? Because it's Adventures in Woke World. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys, one of the stations that we're affiliated with out of the Birmingham area, WXJC FM 101.1 out of Birmingham, that's one of the locations you can find us around North Alabama. Anyway, they let me know they're doing a Pastor Appreciation Month, which I think is pretty cool. Go to their website, WXJCradio.com. They've got a place on there where it says Pastor Appreciation. You can click on it. All you got to do is nominate your favorite pastor. They're going to pick one every week in October and give them a $100 gift card. So if you want to nominate your pastor, which is, by the way, an often underappreciated and overworked job, and by the way, there ain't no get-rich-quick scheme in the realm of being in full-time ministry by and large. I would just say nominate them. Put in there, you know, why you think they deserve it, and nominate your pastor. So, yeah, WXJCradio.com, Pastor Appreciation. Click on it, submit it, and maybe tell some folks at church to jump in there and join you and get them a $100 gift card and a thank you. That's very cool. I got a call on the line. Is that Allie? Allie from Athens. How you doing today?
I am doing well. Okay, I've got an idea for you from Wolf World. You ready?
Okay, what you got?
Okay. So I'm thinking that the next legal profession should be somebody who specializes in defending victims of trans dysphoria, wrongful death, suicide, et cetera, et cetera. And the advertisement could be, call me Alatranza.
Oh, that's awful. You were doing so good, and then you went down there.
I had to. I had to.
Oh, that's...
But seriously, that is what will happen. Because as long as money is driving this, then the next set of victims will be the ones who got talked into it wrongfully against their will, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You've ruined my life and you will pay, even though you said you were helping me out.
Yeah.
You know it'll happen.
I totally agree with that. I really believe that there's probably already cases out there if we were to look. But I also think you're going to see places like California that declares themselves to be a sanctuary state for kids who want to move there for gender-affirming care.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to see somebody is going to sue the state of California and win big because they did not allow the parents to have a say in what was happening.
Yep. It's past the popcorn, extra butter time, Colonel.
I'm saying it's going to get deep, my friend. All right. Have a great weekend, Allie. You have a good one.
You too, sir. Okay.
Speaking of California, by the way, redstate.com, as we continue on in woke world, redstate.com, first lawsuit drops against AB 2098, the law, California's doctor muzzling anti-free speech bill. So if you're not familiar, California Governor Gavin Newsom just recently signed AB 2098, which effectively tells the state's doctors they should self-censor their opinions on COVID. And the article says, you knew this would be challenged in court. Your average seventh grader could tell you that violates the First Amendment. Yes, it does. So what AB 2098, the new law out there, says is, we're going to punish you anyway, even though you have a freedom of speech right. The Federation of State Medical Boards has released a statement warning that physicians who engage in the dissemination of what they call COVID-19 vaccine misinformation will risk losing their medical license, and that physicians have a duty to provide their patients with accurate science-based information. Because the licensing board, they know stuff. And because, you know, California. Well, it's an adventure in woke world, let me tell you. And you know what's really going to wind up happening? Doctors are going to leave California. That's what's going to happen. Because you're going to have a medical community out there that's either A, only in on the government dole and doing whatever the government tells them, which is a violation of their Hippocratic Oath, or you're going to have B, doctors who believe that their job is to do all that is necessary zealously to pursue the good health and well-being of their patients. That's what's going to be. And those who are into the idea that the government may not always be right and that maybe I can do this for you or rule that thing out or do a thing that's, you know, specific to your particular needs and not the blanket needs the government wants to address, those folks are going to leave California. Come to Alabama. We'll take you. Speaking of Alabama, AL.com. Headline, Dateline yesterday. Alabama urged to follow Biden on marijuana possession pardons. It would give people hope. Well, in his special, Southern Poverty Law Center says President Joe Biden announced Thursday he's pardoning thousands of Americans convicted of simple possession, he says, of marijuana under federal law and urged governors to do the same. And the SPLC, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the same ones that, you know, call groups like the Alabama Policy Institute, which I'm tied to, a hate group. Well, they say, we're absolutely thrilled to see the president's statement and the steps he'll be taking to pardon federal marijuana convictions. And we call the state of Alabama and Governor Ivey's attention to his request. You know, Southern Poverty Law Center has nothing better to do than try to overturn convictions that were actually justifiable under the law. And by the way, those convictions may have been plea deals pleading down from something that was larger. And that was the deal made with the state for a lesser sentence or for turning state's evidence. Or perhaps, by the way, maybe it was an inchoate crime. It was something that led to the rest of the crimes that are also convicted of. Or how about this? What about the members of the military who were, you know, testing hot, if you will, and had to lose their careers? And now we're just going to pardon people. But you don't get your career back, do you? It's just, this is the kind of things they don't think through. I got to do this one. Before we go, we're about to go right now. I don't have a chance to get, well, what do I want to do? How about Planned Parenthood having mobile clinics on state borders? God mighty, that's a whole segment in itself. Or this one, electric vehicles giving rescue workers a big headache as they explode in the water damage down in the hurricanes.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Or how about this one? The Chicago Marathon's quiet non-binary division edition feels hurtful because they didn't celebrate us, says the runner who was there to do more than run, apparently. I got so much stuff. Wow. We have to do a woke world again on Monday, brother. All right, folks. Have an amazing weekend. Boomer and I are back here again Monday at 2. We'll see you then.